HarperCollins presents Knowing What We Know, The Transmission of Knowledge from Ancient Wisdom to Modern Magic, written and read by Simon Winchester. A note before we begin. For a glossary of terms and a list of additional reading materials, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/knowing what we know. I dedicate this book with long-remembered gratitude to Harold Mann, 1902 to 1982, teacher of geography for 40 years at Hardy's School, Dorchester, Dorset. For this indeed is the main source of our ignorance, the fact that our knowledge can only be finite, while our ignorance must necessarily be infinite. So said Sir Karl Popper in a lecture to the British Academy in 1960. Where is the life we have lost in living? Where is the wisdom we have lost in knowledge? Where is the knowledge we have lost in information? From T.S. Eliot, The Rock, in 1934. Prologue. To know this only, that he nothing knew. 1. So far as my own first acquisition of knowledge is concerned, I remember it mostly as an acutely painful affair. It took place on a blisteringly hot afternoon in the late summer of 1947, and I was nearly 3. Apart from that day's one quite specific happening that I remember so well, most of what follows is a hazy reminiscence of a place and time. There's only one moment from that one summer's day that I can recall with the most vivid clarity, now more than 75 years on. To anyone else, the event would be wholly insignificant, and yet it provided me with my very first piece of real and actual knowledge. Quite a few pieces of knowledge, as it happens, that I filed in some kind of mental context cabinet and stored away for possible later use. It was an impeccable example of what John Locke would later advance as empiricism, that what I was about to learn was based not on my being taught or discovered in a book, but which came about because of an experience. As I say, it was an unusually hot afternoon, and it was a weekday. At the time, my mother and I were living in a small flat in a dowdy suburb north of London. My father was away soldiering in Palestine. On this particular weekday, my mother, a small, rather delicate lady of Belgian origin, had taken me along on her daily grocery run. I was sitting facing her, on the edge of my perambulator, my pram, a giant of a thing, a shiny black hand-me-down from a neighbour, now being used as a mobile shopping cart, filling its cavernous interior with the goods she had bought. I dangled my bare legs over the pram's edge and gaily chatted with my mother. And there I sat, lord of all I surveyed. My mother did most of her shopping at the Cooperative Wholesale Society, the Home and Colonial, and the fishmonger next door, where you could get quite a lot of an oily fish called snook, which I didn't care for. My mother didn't like it either, and thought it good only for giving to cats. Half an hour later, my pram now nicely filled, we headed homeward. When we reached the steps outside our front door, I was told to jump down and put on my rubber boots, which had been waiting outside, warming in the sunshine. Here's the moment I still recall with perfect clarity. I stepped firmly into my left boot and then suddenly withdrew and screeched with a cry of fierce agony. A needle-sharp pain had shot through my foot. I shook off the boot as quickly as I could, howling. Something small and yellow and black then flew up and out of the opening. My mother, briefly alarmed, was quickly able to identify it. "Wasp!" she cried out, and fled into the unlocked house as quick as a flash, coming back out in a moment with a blue-ridged bottle of calamine lotion and a bowl of ice and a tube of some soothing ointment. Within a few moments my tears were dried, my small chest stopped heaving, the crisis was over, and I was eating cake, showing off my white-daubed and still-throbbing wound to friends and winning sympathy all around. And now I realized I knew something I'd never known before. I'd experienced something.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?